Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
And to discern them. Amen.
Understand this, those who are fighting against God will fight against the God in you. Those who are fighting against God will fight against the God in you.
Amen.
Those who despise obedience to God would despise your obedience to God. And it'll come in the most slick way. When you woke up, God placed, come and pray to me. Come and worship. All of a sudden, that imposter, ring, ring, hey, good morning, how you doing? You know, I was just thinking about you, and you want to go out? I was just thinking maybe you can come with me to this event.
Distractions.
What's your obedience?
Yep.
What's your loyalty? They automatically know how to get you distracted to your obedience to God. They automatically know how to call you at that one time that God wants to talk to you. As soon as you say, ooh, I'm a fast today, I just feel it, that's when they come around. Let's go out to eat. My treat.
Uh-huh.
I'll even pick you up. Don't even waste your gas. I'll come and get you. It's amazing how they pop up at the right time, the most convenient time, and they offer things on a platter. Just as you are about to be obedient to God, you're struggling to pay your tithes.
You're on it.
All of a sudden, that friend come around, hey, I'm so sorry to do this to you. I'm just falling on tough times, and I just need $50. You got $50? Now, that's the same $50 that you said, God, I'm a designate to my tithe. I need to start paying my tithe. I need to start being loyal to you. And then you come to friend, man, I'm so sorry, dog. Man, my wife and my baby, and I just, you know how it is. I'm just tough times. I'm going to pay you back.
Say that again.
Pull on the heartstring of your heart, and it causes you to be in disobedience. See, sometimes we're looking for a thunder strike. We're looking for something that's just outright defiant against God, but that's not how the devil works. He knows that you would immediately identify him and rebuke him, so he has to be as wise as a serpent. He has to be very sly and slick. So that's why it's going to come in these shadows of a friendship, of this relationship. But if you're not connected, if you're not having a made up mind to stay in the secret place of God, you will fall. You will fall prey to the imposter that God is sending, that the God that we serve is allowing to come in this season, because he's a God of free choice. He doesn't want us to have imposters in our life, but he has to give you that type of power to make that decision to choose him every time, to choose loyalty to him on every time, faithfulness to him every time. He gives you that choice day after day after day. Some of you all, even on this morning, you can assess, and you might know some people that you might be talking to in your DM. Some people you might be talking to in your inboxes, people you might be connected to on your email, people that are chatting you, people that are trying to come in and hang out with you. I always ask people, what is your purpose?
Amen.
I'm that bold. I get in your face. Why do you want to be connected to me? Apostle April, isn't that kind of rude? Well, is it rude for me to act all dumb and ditzy and just go along with the flow until it's too late?
Come on.
Andrew and I, we tell you this all the time. We didn't inherit KCI. We have to build this brick and mortar, stick by stick, sand, cement, all by ourselves. We work too hard. The reason why it's even progressing the way it is because, thank God, we've been blameless. We've been having integrity. We've been having character for God's people.
Come
on. He's been blessing our fertile ground. We're not soliciting spiritual proteges so that we can have a threesome. We're not soliciting our spiritual daughters so that we can start sending naked pictures to them. We're not soliciting people, so when they get on a phone call with us, we slipping up using profanity.
Come on.
God blesses our fertile ground because of our integrity. So we worked too hard for years to have one person come onto our territory and destroy and wreck like a wrecking ball everything that we've created in the spirit.
Amen.
You should have the same attitude.
Yep.
You should have the same attitude. Your assignment should be so important to God that you're not allowing no man, no swinging penis, no bouncing breasts, no type of relationship, no type of platonic, romantic, to tear up and mess up what God wants to do in you, through you.
Amen. That's right.
By you, on this earth, by you. You don't want anything to desecrate the God in you.
That's right.
I'm teaching on today. Some of you all, there's a lot of you all on the line, but you're quiet because you're thinking. You're getting called out right now by the Holy Spirit.
Right, you're getting exposed. Amen.
Getting exposed. Checking your instant messages.
Yep. All
that naked pictures you've been sending out to people. Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Playing the lottery.
Oops. Is there profanity?
Oops.
Been sharing. If I look at the history on your computer, are you going to XXX.com, MILF.com, BBW.com, BigBooty.com? Are you watching those things 1 to 3 a.m. in the morning?
I'm on.
Are you in your house? Are you got these different vibrators and different sex toys all in your house and you're not married? What in the world are you doing?
I'm on.
Who's in your ear? Who's encouraging this stuff? It delays you. It delays your progress.
Delays your breath.
It delays your promotion.
Yep.
It works against the very righteousness of God.
Man.
You're talking about, oh, she my friend, but about 80% of your conversations about carnal things and you don't even
not
pray together. How is that a friend? Who in the world will I call a friend that don't even pray with me?
Come on.
Right.
Who in the world will I call a romantic interest that don't even talk about the word of God with me, but instead wants to talk about how long his penis is? Assess yourself. Because guess what? The people you're connecting to, spending time with, because in any relationship there's a deposit. They're depositing things in your life. And this, don't use that stupid excuse. You know, I'm her friend. God sent her to me so I can show her the way. Get out of here with that lame stuff.
Amen.
You know, God placed me in his life because sometimes the woman just got to be the example. Get out of here with that lame stuff.
Amen.
You're a liar. That's what excuses, that's what people do, and they make up those excuses to find pleasure in their disobedience.
Uh-huh.
The ease, the conviction that the Holy Spirit is bringing towards their heart.
Mm.
Don't be so desperate that you let anybody in your life in this new season. I'm not letting anybody. That's why we have gatekeepers. That's why we have mechanisms in place, because there are a lot of people who see that we're on the rise. The enemy doesn't want us to get to the national, international platform because
right.
We're going to bring deliverance for real. We're going to bring the glory for real.
You're
we're
right.
Going to bring strategies, just like I'm talking to you, we're going to preach that over the airwaves for real, and it's going to call a lot of people out of their dry place, out of their muck, out of their miry clay, out of their pit, and the enemy doesn't want that. So what he's doing, he's placing people in those high places that are like candy.
Yep.
They look good.
Yep.
They taste good. They're beautiful to listen to, but there's no depth. There's no nutrition.
You better preach.
Oh, man, you're on it.
Man.
He's cleaning out the candies. He's cleaning out the chocolates and the Jolly Ranchers and all those things that give you high sugar and diabetes and cavities. And he's putting some things that are going to be staples in your diet, something that's full with nutrition, something that will cause you to get off the sincere milk and onto the strong meat.
Come on.
So when he's doing that, he's going to bring people. He's going to bring imposters.
Come on.
He's going to bring beautiful men and women of God, talented men and women of God. Gifts come without repentance. Don't be so beguiled because they can call out your phone number. Don't be so beguiled because they stand on the church pew and scream with their nice handkerchief. Don't be so beguiled because they can scream when they preach.
Amen.
But judge it by the Spirit. and judge it by the heart of God.
Amen.
I'm not impressed with every person that can sing melodiously. I can sing too. I know I'm not the best singer. I can carry a note, but I'd rather have somebody that can only sing one flat tone but has the
Amen.
Glory of God than have somebody that can do all of the whoo, whoo, whoo,
I'm woman of God.
All of that. And people just fall out. Oh, she's anointed. Oh, she's the psalmist of God, but can't even cast out a headache demon.
Come on.
Yes.
Been there, seen that.
Yep.
So it's important, people of God, to understand in this season, and I didn't even get through it all. This is going to have to be another. I talked on relationships a few weeks ago. This is kind of the part two. I snuck it up on you. And then now this is probably going to be a part three because there's so much about relationships that I have to warn you on.
Amen.
But I feel like I've given you enough to digest today. I don't want to give you overload, but it's important, people of God, to understand that God is looking for you to connect with him first. But he also uses men and women of God on earth through relationships to bring you to the next level, to promote you, to keep you accountable, to teach you, to train you. This whole thing is built on the currency of relationship. So you can't be without it. That's why the Bible talks about forget not to assemble yourself together. He knows there is power in unity. So you just can't be by yourself, but you just can't be with just anybody.
Amen.
Choose
Amen.
God.
Right.
That's your first friend.
Amen.
That's
there.
Your first relationship. Cool. He's going to sharpen and tune your ear. He's going to sharpen and tune your inner man, discernment, your ear gate, so that you can hear the whispers of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit says, I wouldn't do that. Judge him. I wouldn't say that. Not around him. I don't know. You should pray. Why don't you ask me? All the type of things that we should listen to the Holy Spirit as he whispered to us warnings. A lot of us, we just go on our flow of our emotion. We're impulsive because it felt good. They had you laughing. Ooh, she had me laughing. I'm going to call her friend. Really? That's how you qualify a friend? Because somebody made you laugh? That's silly. Ooh, he made me smile. He flattered. I don't know. He could be the one. Why? Because he made you smile? That's silly.
Come on.
Stop being impulsive and start getting into the Spirit. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to warn your people even today, to be able to talk to them about impulsiveness, talk to them about the relationships that you're sending in this season, but how to expose imposters that the enemy is sending as well. Lord, I pray that you will sharpen their eye gate, sharpen their ear gate, to be able to see and hear in the Spirit, to let them know that by first protocol, they need to consult with you, ask you about the heart of the people who are coming before them and wanting access to them, asking you about the people who are wanting permission and want to be in their atmosphere. Lord, we pray even now that you even would expose the people that are already in our life that mean us no harm, that you would give us accountability, a strong conviction to even tailor and to cut down anything that is inappropriate in our life, any relationship, whether it be platonic or romantic, any toxic relationship
yes,
that
Lord.
Is not of you, remove it. Turn
yes.
them away, God. Let us
yes,
lose
Lord.
Contact. Let there be distance be in place, God, so that we can move forward in the things that you've called us to do, so that we can move forward in the way that you've called us to progress in, not being hindered, not being allowing the enemy to have success by bringing imposters in our life that will slow us down, that will hinder and desecrate the glory of God on our life. Even now, I bring forth over everybody on this line. I breathe upon
Lord.
Them a newness, a freshness, a whirlwind. The land will come their atmosphere, in their home, on their eyes, in their ear gate. Let there be a newness, God, that even as they dedicate this new season to you, that they will understand that they must stay in the secret place.
Yes.
That is the only place. They have to stay in it. It's not enough that they will come just once a month. It's not enough that they will come here and there, but the consistency of being in your secret place will keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. It will keep us from what you invented wisdom, how to get away and how to avoid people who are of evil nature, how we can discern what is a difference, what is good, what is evil, what is your perfect will for our life. It is only in your secret place, God, that we can have the full understanding of what's going on in our life, that we will not be so blind and up close on our trials and tribulations, but take an aerial view of all of what's going on in our life so we can understand the bigger picture, that you're trying to remove people, shed people in this end time, in this season, so that we can now make room for the people you want, people who are after your heart, people who are the apple of your eye, who will promote us, push us, keep us accountable, mentor us, train us, even into our destiny. God, I thank you for this word on today.
Lord.
And let all of us.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise amen. God. Hallelujah. So I pray that you learned something. I hope it pricked your heart. I hope it shamed you. I hope it gave you some type of conviction to assess and to also try amen. The Spirit by the Spirit. But you know what? So many people, they quote that scripture. You got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. But if you ain't got no Spirit in you, what you going to try it with?
Amen. Amen.
What happens is, if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord, then you're going to try it by the spirit you got in you, which is a carnal spirit. So that's why you say, oh, they spirit bear witness with me, because your carnal spirit bear witness with their carnal spirit. So, of course, you're going to okay that relationship. So you got to first have the Spirit of God so that you can try it by God's Spirit. So they will bring forth a red sign and a flashing light when you try it against the Spirit of God, against their carnal spirit. But if you have a carnal spirit in you, of course it's going to be okay. Of course you're going to say, I felt like it bear witness, because you're not 100% delivered yourself.
Come on.
Amen.
Well, get delivered. Get a spirit and then try the spirit by the spirit. You now are being held accountable. Bam.
Amen.
Amen.
The General, Apostle Andrew, would you like to have closing remarks, and then you can pass it over to the host?
Amen. Glory to God. Everybody, give God a big shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Awesome God.
Hallelujah. For what she brought forth. Glory to God. She brought forth a powerful, powerful word on today. Make sure you guys apply it to your life, because God said many of you all are moving into new seasons. Seasonal shifts are taking place. Dimensional shifts are taking place. So just be prepared for what God is taking you into. Some people are going to be removed out of your life. Don't hold on to them, because they're excess baggage for trying where God is taking you. So just apply what was said on today to your life, and I'm some
amen.
Of the greatest year ever. And last but not least, because I'm not going to preach, you just did a phenomenal job. I want to say, be careful about what words you receive in this hour. So Joe April said, be careful who you connect with in this hour. Glory to God. Be careful who you hook up with in this hour, because God is taking you somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for this dear woman of God, my beautiful wife. Lord God, I thank you for the words that you place inside her belly, place inside her mouth. Lord God, continue to rejuvenate her even as she pour out into us, Lord. Pour back into her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I cancel every assignment of the devil that comes against her life, every attack that comes against her life. I cancel it and I curse it with a curse. I plead the blood of Jesus upon her and the fire of God. And everyone under the sound of my voice, let us all say amen.
I agree. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. It is so in Jesus' name. I love you guys very much. We're going to get keep us uplifted. We're going to be traveling in a few days to Maryland. If you're in Hadesville, Maryland, in that area, come out and experience the glory, the power, the tangible miracles of God. Many people are going to be healed from diseases. People in wheelchairs are going to walk. It's going to be a phenomenal thing. So come out and join us and come out and be empowered. If you need more information, just go to the website. Or also, you can check our Facebook pages. Also, I want to encourage you guys, if you enjoyed this word on this morning / afternoon, to go to the website and sow your seed into this word. This is Sunday service, so sow your seed into this word. We want to encourage you. Glory to God. Love you guys very much. I turn it back over into the hands of our wonderful host.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.